The Deception. She was no longer the youngest, nor was she the prettiest. Life had marked her with several scars, but she was as vivacious as a she-wolf who had fought for the place in her pack that she deserved. As a little girl, she had tended the geese, and later the stubborn goats and her younger brothers and sisters, and even later her own children and the house and her husband. She felt good, healthy, and strong. She had only one fault, one irrevocable fault. She was a woman. The world was dominated by men. They owned everything, including the females. A woman was as much a man's property as were his weapons and his horse. If one of these mighty men passed away, his sword, steed, and wife were placed in the grave with him, if he had so desired. Because, after all, a man was to have everything he needed, even in the afterlife. Now her husband was ill, seriously ill. Shivering from waves of fever, he fought with death in his bed. His ancestors were awaiting him. He was ready. But she was not the least bit ready. She felt firmly rooted to life, as a tree is rooted to the earth, still ready to bloom and bear fruit. Her eyes sparkled with life. Now she squatted at the nocturnal sickbed with the dying man's brother. The pinewood chips had almost burned down to embers. Before the husband took his last breath, he waved his brother over to him, to inform him, in a weak voice, of his last will. Although his brother had placed his ear right up to the dying man's lips, she still overheard his demand.
"I want her to come with me."
It was her death sentence. They sat across from each other, not saying a word, with the dead man between them. She felt like a sacrificial animal. The brother would kill her. The fabric of his shirt strained against the powerful muscles of his upper arms. She knew she would not escape him. He was someone who got what he wanted. A lone wolf. He had lost his wife in childbirth. He scrutinized her for a long while. She returned his stare. Finally, after a long delay, he pulled out his dagger and reached for her. With her eyes closed, she waited for him to stab her. But instead, she felt the blade of the knife cut her dress, and a husky male voice, directly at her ear, said,
"I want you to come with me."